Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Victoria, a submission by Toasty Crippy. There's this girl in my class, Victoria. She's quiet and mostly keeps to herself. Sometimes I even forget that she goes to the same class as me or that she exists. No one really ever talks to her either, only when they have a problem or when they don't have anyone else to talk to. She doesn't seem to be bothered about it. She's the type of person who enjoys being alone. The only person she regularly talks to is Sandra. It's kind of weird to think that they're friends because Sandra is into drugs and alcohol. And that's nothing like Victoria. One day I was feeling really upset. Earlier that day I had got into a big argument with my best friend Tom. Tom and I have been close friends for years, but lately he's been acting up because he's starting to hang out with Sandra. I'm not jealous at Sandra. I'm just worried about Tom. He doesn't come to school that often anymore and started to skip classes. He's always arguing back at the teachers and is thinking a little too much of himself. I told him that his behavior is not acceptable and that he needs to care about his education, and Sandra is not the kind of friend he needs in his life. He, of course, yelled back at me and said that it is his life and not mine, and that he could do whatever he wants. One day I was sitting alone on the bench in front of our English class. I noticed that Victoria was sitting alone as well. I decided to go and sit next to her. She noticed me, and after a couple of minutes of awkward silence, she started a conversation. "Are you still friends with Tom?" she asked. "What? Why do you care?" I asked back. "I asked first. You don't reply to a question with a question," she said. "I mean, I guess so. He has changed a lot since he started hanging out with Sandra. I find it weird because you have been such great friends with Sandra for years, and you still haven't changed. Tom has been friends with her for a month, and he is already losing control of his life," I answered. "You know I'm that friend. I'll be there for you until you find someone better. Until you'll get your life back together. I'll always be there. Whether it's late at night or early in the morning, you'll always have me. I'll be there until something better comes along," she said. What was that supposed to mean? I couldn't ask her back what she meant by that because right after she finished her sentence, the school bell rang and she started heading to the class. A few months went by and Tom and Sandra eventually got expelled. Apparently, they had broken into the nurse's office to steal some painkillers. When they were in the middle of the robbery, the nurse came back to the office and caught them red-handed. The nurse told them that she was going to tell the principal about what they had done, and then they both attacked her. After Tom was dropped out, I started to ignore people like Victoria. I felt like I had failed to help him, like it was my fault that he got dropped out. I wasn't there for him. I didn't look after him enough. I could have changed him back to normal, but for some reason I didn't help him. All these thoughts in my head led me to depression and self-harming, but weirdly enough I started to become better friends with Victoria. We started to hang out together and talked for hours on the internet. It was so weird. It felt like we were the same person. We both loved spaghetti. Our favorite time of year was winter. We both love K-pop music, all the same YouTubers, and many more things like that. It was so weird that we weren't friends before. She got me out of self-harming and taught me that one day I will find happiness again in life. After about a year, she even got me out of depression. It was July 19th when we went out to an open cornfield. It was a lovely sunny day and the wind was quiet. We brought pieces of papers with us so we could take down notes about everything that was around us. I really enjoyed the time we spent outside. Later at that evening, we Skyped together while we were trying to draw everything that we had seen today using our notes. turned out that I was really good at drawing. I didn't know about this hidden talent of mine since I've never actually drawn that much. Drawing made me happy. When I was feeling down, I would express my feelings with a pen and a piece of paper. After almost 2 years, I was finally starting to feel truly happy again. Thanks to Victoria, I finally trusted people again and started letting them back into my life. And I discovered drawing. I've made a good amount of friends and found myself a lovable hobby. The happier I felt, the less I heard about Victoria. I didn't even really notice that we weren't friends anymore until one day when I walked past her house. I decided I would give her a visit after such a long time. After knocking for a while on her door, I decided I would just walk into her house. It was midday, so I knew her parents weren't home. When I made it in front of her room, I suddenly felt this strange feeling of emptiness inside of me. It felt like I had lost everything important in my life, like I wasn't able to feel emotions anymore. I couldn't be bothered about it and tried to shake the creepy feeling off. I decided to open the door, and when I opened it, I saw Victoria. Dead. She had hung herself. I could see her lifeless body still slightly moving in a circle while hanging from the ceiling. It wasn't only that. She had also cut her veins through. I could see the blood falling from her arms, and I swear, I even heard a blood drop on the floor. I noticed a letter next to me. "You know, I'm that friend. I'll be there for you until you find someone better, until you get your life back together. I'll always be there. Whether it's late at night or early in the morning, you'll always have me. I'll be there until something better comes along." Months went by. A new family moved into the house and nobody ever talked about her again. It was almost as if she never existed. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was only in my imagination. I imagined her because I was so desperate to have a friend when I needed someone. I can't be sure anymore what she was, but I do know this. She was an angel who looked after the ones who needed help most of the time. This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com. I'd also love to hear your stories. You can start a free membership and turn in your own story, make comments, or play some of the games on the site. If you'd love to support me through Patreon, you can visit my Patreon account at www.patreon.com/spookyboo scary storytime. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. It's one of my favorite shows on Coffee TV 20. If you're not in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can catch it online at www.creaturefeatures.tv.